the rest of the story. His name was Hiram. Unwittingly, he had gone into business with a swindler. So, when Hiram went broke, he really did not feel sorry for himself. It was his family's welfare that concerned him. You see, Hiram was seriously ill. In fact, he was dying. And when he was gone, his wife would be penniless. Unless Hiram could get rich quickly in the months that remained. Now, Hiram was hardly a writer, but he had just been swindled out of all of his money, so now to recoup his losses, he would have to attempt to write a book. He baited publishers with a behind-the-scenes angle, the unvarnished truth, Hiram told them. One publisher offered a 10% royalty. That sounded pretty good. Hiram was about to accept the offer when an old friend named Sam paid a visit, and Sam was in the publishing business. In fact, Sam was chief owner of a publishing firm. Sam offered Hiram 20% on each copy sold, plus $25,000 in advance. Hiram and Sam shook hands, and Hiram began working on his book. It was autumn, and as the weather grew colder, the pain in Hiram's throat grew worse. Hiram continued to write. By December, the discomfort had spread. Now Hiram's mouth was sore. The pain became acute. Hiram continued to write because he knew he had to, because he knew he was dying of cancer. In January, the pain subsided. Hiram took advantage of this temporary relief. He wrote more quickly all through January and February. In March, the relapse. Within weeks, he was suffering so the doctors were injecting brandy into his veins. And still Hiram could neither lie down nor sleep. And yet, knowing the end was near, knowing that an incomplete book would not feed his family after he was gone, he continued to write. In May, the book was finished, although Hiram was never to see it in print. The last words on the last page were written in hand, and 2 months later to the day, Hiram was dead. Before Hiram had begun the book, he was financially ruined. And now his widow would be presented with the largest single royalty check of the century, $250,000. All in all, about 300,000 copies were sold. That meant $500,000 worth in royalties to Hiram's widow. And the success of that one book, it is said, laid the groundwork for the wealth of its publisher, Hiram's friend Sam. For Sam was Sam Clemens. Sam Clemens, of course, was Mark Twain. As a matter of fact, that one publishing contract was the only profitable investment which Mark Twain ever made. He made a lot of investments. He made money only on this one. And Hiram, the man who was swindled out of his fortune, Hiram who, although dying and in physical torment, set out to earn another fortune for the sake of his family, you know him too. For the man who did complete his memoirs before he died, the author who ran a race with death and won. He was named Hiram when he was born, but you remember him as a general and as a president. Under the name of Ulysses S. Grant. Only now you know the rest of the story.